You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by SharpBowsers.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of plastic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today's July 23rd, 2018. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Man, I can't believe July is almost over. The summer is about halfway through. Still got another month and a half to go, but you know what? It's hot out there down here, I can tell you, in Florida. It's been hot, very hot and humid. So I hope everybody else, you're staying, as I say in the wintertime, you're staying warm. I hope you're staying cool because it's getting really hot all countrywide. But it's really hot here at the podcast today because we have a special interview. That's right, Mantic59's interview with Matt from Timeless Razors coming right up today. Next on the podcast, this is our first interview this year. We haven't had too many of them. I know we've had a lot of requests. And what better way to partner with one of the best out there to do interviews? So Mantic59 actually met Matt from Timeless at the Maggards meetup this past summer, so just a few months ago. So it's really, really up-to-date, accurate information. Can't wait to put it out. And can't wait for you guys to listen to it. I really enjoyed listening and learning about this company. I didn't really know it was completely family-run. And just the products that they come out with are really high quality. I've yet to own a Timeless razor, believe it or not. So it's I'm a little ashamed, to be honest with you. I think I should have probably purchased one of these a long time ago. I'm definitely interested in that open comb bronze. I was taking a look at it online just today, so I think that's going to be my next purchase. Definitely is that open comb bronze because it's just incredible. So we'll take a look at that, guys. We're going to talk have Mantic 59. He's going to take it from there with that interview. After that, we're going to also talk more about bronze patina on bronze. To keep or not to keep. What is patina? And then we're gonna talk about that on razor. What it does to a razor, how it changes over time. Because you'll get a polished piece and it will start to turn color. It does change color. And some people prefer it, some people don't. So we'll talk about that in the training tip of the week. And we'll have a new video of myself using the BBS-1 that from Wolfman Los Angeles Shave Soap Company. That razor is, I know it's not made anymore, but it is a piece of wet shaving history. It's probably one of the most desirable razors right now from people out there. The prices go all over the roof with them. And you know, I have to say, it's probably one of the best razors I've ever used, and you know, straight or safety. It's very enjoyable. I do enjoy it. Is it the best? As I mentioned in the video, I don't know. So I mean, I have to talk more about that when we get to that part of the video. So we'll talk about my thoughts on the BBS-1. And we'll go on with what's coming up with the cast and, you know, what's going on. What's going on in the wet shaving world? Anything interesting or anything like that? Guys, please, please send me some pictures and emails and stuff. We also will have a little bit at the end. I'll have the email. I had several people send me a copy of how they store their wet shaving gear. There's a cool video and also a picture from a viewer. So I'll have that at the end of the cast today. So, guys, don't forget to you know, send me your emails and stuff if you have anything going on. But without further ado, let's get to this interview because it really is awesome. And now we'll let Mantic 59 take the reins from here.
Hi, Mantic 59 here at the 2018 Maggards meetup in Michigan with Matt Timura of Timeless Razors. Thanks for sitting down and talking with me. Matt, give me a little background on the business. How long have you been running it? I understand it's your you and three brothers and your father and the whole family kind of getting involved, but how did all this start?
Yes, it's myself, my brother Mark, my brother Doug, my brother Nick, my dad works there as well, and my mom works there also. So we're a family business, we're all there together. We got into safety razors, I guess my brother Doug bought one. He started shaving with it. He liked it. So we've always done plastic injection molding and CNC machining, and we have a CNC lathe. Doug said, hey, I can easily make handles like this. So we started making handles and selling them. And then Doug also came up with the idea of we could also make the head, but we would have to buy other equipment to do so. So we ended up buying the piece of equipment that we needed and then just producing the head. I mean, it took a few trial and error prototypes for us, but we eventually got it, and then we came about the market with it, and we came up with the name Timeless. The name Timeless came about because the razor is going to last forever. You can pass it down from generation to generation.
So I take it the family business is actually has something to do with metalworking?
Yes, we do all types of metals, aluminum, stainless steel, any type of steel. So copper, bronze, brass, anything. So we've always machined those, and we've done plastic injection molding. So we design and build plastic injection molds out of steel, and then we were able to easily produce something like a razor. So we ended up just kind of, razors sort of kind of fell onto us by my brother getting into the hobby and then coming up with the idea of making his own item.
And when you started doing heads and needed an additional machine, I assume that is for the higher tolerances that a head would require?
Oh, yes. The heads, most CNC, or most heads are CNC machined, and we do that with our bronze. But with the stainless steel and titanium that we do, we wire EDM them. So they're cut on a brass wire, cuts that to a more precise cut, and we can hold those tolerances to as perfect as possible.
Mm-hmm. And since you're in this kind of business, is there any thought of making a more value line of razors with less expensive, since you already have the prototypes and everything, have you considered less expensive materials?
Yes, we have. We came up with the bronze because that's less expensive for us to produce, so we were able to sell them for less than we sell the titanium and the stainless steel. We're thinking about other materials. We're always thinking about aluminum, copper, all types of materials,
mm-hmm.
So anything.
How do you determine what kinds of things might be popular with the customers?
They let us know.
They let
so,
you know.
Oh, yeah, we get emails and phone calls on a daily basis as to when are you going to make it out of this? When are you going to try this? When are you going to make this? When are you going to make that? We've come to the assumption that if, conclusion that if we made 1,000,000 handles, somebody would want 1,000,001 options. So they will let you know if they want something.
So you've kind of discovered the
yes.
quirkiness of the wet shaving niche.
Oh, yes, yes, yeah. Yes.
How do you think the wet shaving industry or the niche is going to, in what direction do you think it's going to move over the next year or so then?
Well, we've noticed that most of the people that are in the wet shaving are probably in their 50s to 70s. And we did notice that there are some guys in their 20s and 30s, but not as many. We're hoping that trend goes back to the younger guys and younger guys start getting into it. Some people see the price of our razors and they say, wow, that's way too much money to spend on a razor. But they don't realize that they're spending that much money in just a couple of years on disposables or cartridges anyways. So if they just bite the bullet and buy an expensive quality razor that's going to last them forever, they're almost, or they are better off.
Okay, all right. What's your most popular product right now?
Our most popular product is the bronze solid bar, or the build-your-own razor kit, where you can put together any handle, any base plate, and one of the two caps that we design. You can take your choice there. So I would say it's probably the .68 scalloped with a scalloped cap and a barber pole handle.
0.68 millimeters,
millimeters,
for those who are wondering, is probably more or less middle of the road, isn't it?
Yes, it's pretty mild. It's a nice mild shave, and it's a great way to start off. So if you're new to wet shaving, I recommend starting off with the 0.68 mild razor and then moving up to a 0.95 if need be. Now with us, that's easy, so if you don't like it, you can always exchange within 30 days, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of guys who wonder which one they're gonna like. They always ask that question. What's the right razor for my face? But I don't know because I don't have your face, so it makes it really difficult. That's the most difficult question I get on a daily basis, as to which razor do you recommend for me. Because our customers are about 50-50 as to which they prefer, with a 0.95 millimeter or a 0.68 millimeter.
They either like the really aggressive or the really mild?
Yes.
And it's half and half?
Yes. Now, there's a few guys who like both. I like to jump back and forth. I like variety. So I'll like to shave with the 0.68 one day. I'll like to shave with the bronze open comb, which is an aggressive razor. And then I'll like to go to a 0.95 in titanium. And I would say the 0.95 titanium scalloped is my favorite razor.
That's going to be my next question. What's your favorite razor?
That's my favorite razor. That's my go-to. So if I know I have to shave quickly and I have to go somewhere and I have to look good, I always look good, but no, I'm just kidding. But if I want to look my best, I go 0.95 scalloped titanium. Because I know it's going to be easy for me to shave with. The other ones, I'll have to go over it more times with a 0.68 or the 0.38 bronze. I just find those to be too mild. And I'm lucky I don't have a ton of hair on my face, and I don't have sensitive skin at all. So it's shaving is fairly easy for me with an aggressive razor.
Mm-hmm. So your brother who got into this kind of spread it to the entire family.
Yes, yeah.
So it does, the entire family shaves
traditionally? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're never going back to cartridges or or disposables. I can't believe I waited this long to get into it. It's one of those things to where when you try it, you're just surprised that it took you so long to get into it. I didn't know all this stuff existed. I didn't know there were a billion different soaps and soap scents. And
do you have a favorite shave soap or shave cream you use with your razor?
We have an Oleo soap that I go with and a Shannon soap, and I use both of those. I like those a lot. So those are my two go-tos, but there's a lot of them out there that are nice.
And where do you see your business going in the next year? Are you planning to expand? Obviously, you're at Maggard's. Are you going to have some other places you're going to sell out of, or are you going to expand your line?
We're going to expand our line. We're going to come up with more bronze handles, more titanium handles. We only have one option for both of those right now. We're going to come up with more of those, possibly more different types of metals for our razors, different soaps and accessories and that kind of thing too. And then we're looking to expand into different stores. We'd like to get a retailer overseas in Europe, somewhere over there. We're new to this, so we don't know the marketing aspect of getting a store, a retail shop overseas. But we're looking to get into that. And then online, we're going to try to increase our online presence and definitely try to get more of the masses to it. We're going to try to get more of the masses to wet shaving and to Timeless Razor.
Great. Okay, well, good luck with that. I hope it goes well. Thank you for sitting down with me. I really appreciate it. And hopefully we'll see you again next year.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I really hope you guys enjoyed the interview. Really, like I said, guys, it was really a great interview, right to the point. I did not realize how many sometimes you don't realize how many people really work for these companies. And that's one thing I learned, you know, the more I talk to people and interview and send emails and stuff to companies, wet shaving companies, is that they really are family-owned businesses. Timeless's story is great. I really enjoy it. They make some great products, and I cannot wait to get one. This bronze open comb is just talking to me right now when I look at it online. So we'll see what happens and see if I get one. I review it over the summer here. Also, guys, I left a link for their website in the show notes, so check them out, guys, if you haven't checked out Timeless. Great, great company, and great story, great products as well. So, guys, let's talk more about patina on bronze. Is that something that you want to keep it or not? So talking about bronze razors, I've just picked up a few brass or bronze. Brass will do the same thing. Patina on brass or bronze, it's basically the same stuff. It happens. I mean, they are a different patina. They change color. But with like bronze, if you notice, bronze kind of turns into like a browny, like grayish color, greenish almost color over time. I mean, that's going to take a long time to do it. But I mean, you'll see if you have bare bronze or bare brass at home, you know, it's going to exactly... it's not going to exactly stay the same for long unless you polish it constantly. It's going to change, going to turn color. And a lot of people welcome this, a lot of people don't. So what really is it? What happens to the metal? Why is it doing that? Well, it's really oxidation in time. Oxidation turns things, changes colors and things. I could tell you in the wine world and spirit world is that it does change the taste almost immediately. So oxidation has a lot to it. And that's being exposed to oxygen. I mean, that's really all it is. So it will change the look over time. And this is something that you want. If you want it to patina, if you want it to change the look, because if you don't, there's a couple other metals that won't. And a couple of those metals are, for example, like stainless steel is not as bad. Not much will happen with that. Silver will. Silver will patina. If you have an old silver Gillette or silver plated Gillette, I can tell you that they do change color. And they change dramatically over time. It may not happen right away. And then you can reverse it with that baking soda trick online. I have two Gillette double rings that I like to keep original. So I like the patina on it. I like to leave it alone. A lot of razors, like you see, stainless steel doesn't really do much. But, you know, your regular steel can. You know, regular steel can rust. So you got to be careful with that too. Regular, just plain old steel. Carbon steel will rust and patina. So, I mean, it's just stuff like that. You got to really watch out for, for it to go bad. Not bad, but just to kind of like, you don't want rust or to deteriorate or anything like that. And that'll happen with some other metals. But like bronze, I'm pretty sure bronze or brass, they're very durable. Durable metals that will last a lifetime, but will change their look and will change dramatically. A friend of mine had a Wolfman brass Wolfman, and a copper Wolfman. You've seen them too. And they just changed like almost immediately because it was fresh CNC machined metal. Now, with the Timeless razors, I'm pretty sure they'll do the same thing because we were just talking about Timeless bronze and I was talking about how I wanted one or brass. And they'll change color over time as well. But, you know, it's a welcome change. So it's something that if you want to keep it original, you're going to have to do some work. You might have to resurface it. You might have to sand it down here and there. But you're probably going to have to polish it almost monthly, if not sooner. And if you don't, just leave it alone. Just dry it off and just let it and watch it change with time. I think it's a pretty cool process to happen. So, I mean, if you gave me a choice, I would probably just leave it alone and let it patina on its own. I have a bronze, just picked up a bronze charcoal razor, brass charcoal goods. I'll be talking about that in the near future, but bronze is definitely a material that I'd like to try eventually. So, yep, this thing's looking at me right now, just looking right at, these razors. So, I mean, I'm going to end up taking the plunge probably right off when I get off with this podcast. If not, I might wait a little bit because I'm just like, wow, just looking at that, just cool. And now I want to see this patina happen on my shelf. So, I mean, yeah, we're just kind of going off course here. But if you haven't tried one, try it. If you have progression pictures of anything, of a razor doing like patina with a change in patina, send them on over. I'll definitely share them on the show. All right, guys. So next on the agenda is the BBS-1. This is a razor that is no longer in production. It had a lot of stuff going on last year with it. Here it's coming back. It's not coming back. It's a hard-to-find razor, but it is not coming back. That's the word on the street. So there may be a new one coming out. I don't know. I've talked to James from Wolfman, and I've talked to John from LA Shave Soap Company. I don't know what's going on. I'm sure they have a plan. I do know it's not going to be in collaboration, but I do know that Wolfman will probably be coming out with something else in the near future. So check them out, guys. Both websites, but also check out the video, my video review. This razor took me over a year to get, believe it or not. They're very hard to find with only 421 produced. The BBS one's hard to find. It's highly desirable. A lot of it's on second sale sites. You'll see Facebook, eBay, and stuff going for astronomical prices. I was very fortunate to find one, for a very reasonable price. And I will probably have it forever because this razor is just beautiful. It's a great shaving razor. Probably one of the best razors I've ever used, and I've used many of them. And I like it. It's just smooth. It's just with that, even though it's got a huge blade gap, it's just set up properly where you can angle it. You can shave any way you want on your face, and you're not going to get irritation, but it feels like a more aggressive razor. If you check out my video, you'll see my thoughts on it, but I just could not believe how this razor shaved because it felt like it had the feeling the weight, not only the weight doesn't really prove regression, but it had the feeling when you shave with it, it made the sound, it made the feel, your face felt like it was an aggressive razor, but it didn't leave any weepers, any little cuts, nothing like that. It was just really clean, great razor. So check out the video, guys. I wish I had some more links on it. I am working on a review currently, and it should be coming out soon as well. So look for that in the near future. So that's it, BBS1. If you have one, let me know your thoughts. If you want to do, have any pictures. If you know of, especially if you have a titanium one, because titanium become hard to find. So let me know via email at joe.whatshippingnews@gmail.com. All right, guys. And, you know, after that, we have our last week. We're talking about shave dents, right? So I have a few pictures that I've sent in from some viewers, and I could not believe the one that with the actual, like, the shelf that looks like the bat. We were talking about online, it's like the bat cave shelf, where it's just like a shelf. This there's a video, you got to look at the video. The video is awesome. And the shelf was just sitting there, and then you just kind of like move it down, and just like I had a storage area under the shelf so you can keep it in the bathroom, and it just looks great. I thought that was pretty cool. A couple other pictures as well, including a picture of my own stuff. So guys, definitely check it out. And if you have any more pictures of shaved ends and stuff, hey, send them on in. I'll definitely post them because I think shaved ends are awesome. Because there's no way for us to have there's no set way of a shaved end. You know, it's not like, oh yeah, I just go and there's a bookcase and all that stuff. No, we all have our own way. And it's not like they make stuff for us either, like to hold safety razors and straight razors. So a lot of it's creativity. So if you have any pictures you want to share, definitely email me, joe.whatshavingnews@email.com. And we'll definitely post it. I mean, I want everybody to see your ideas and my ideas and everybody's ideas regarding this because it's just so cool. This is my favorite part of pictures when it comes to wet shaving, is looking at shaved ends. So I hope to see some more entries. So send them on in, guys. All right, and that concludes the show for the week. We do have some stuff coming up in the future. We're going to work more on more reviews, and I got another video coming up next cast. So that'll be in a couple of weeks. We're going to be talking about some more razors. We're going to keep doing the American handmade razor trend for a little while. We're going to get that for a few weeks. So you're definitely going to want to look into next week. We're going to talk probably more about charcoal goods and a couple other smaller companies, and hopefully get an interview in there here or there. So when's our next podcast? Well, our next podcast will be August 6th. That's right. August 6th is our next cast. Looking forward to hearing from and seeing you guys all again. Looking forward to talking to you all then. Can't see anybody, but sometimes I think I can see people. And I hope you guys have a good 2 weeks. Stay cool, not warm, right? Stay cool. And as always, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com. What your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, aka Mantic59, for everything he does for the wet shaving community. Don't forget to check out my blog site, shavestraightandsafe.com, for tips, interesting wet shaving stories, and feel free to email me at any time at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Also, check out my YouTube channel for some videos and some cool stuff there, too. If you're interested in sponsoring an episode, always contact me, and if you're a vendor and like to be featured on a show, again, contact me via email. Guys, until then, I look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks. I look forward to talking to you in 2 weeks. And until then, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.